This is KCUR. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. You're hearing a culinary time capsule. Stephen Steffes is paddling through a giant pot of ground beef, 100 pounds, with what looks like a big wooden oar. It's a time capsule because this chili recipe is almost a century old. This is KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross, filling in for Gina Kaufman. We're talking chili on today's food show. We'll hear recommendations from our critics on the best chili in Kansas City and some tips along the way if you're firing up or plugging in the slow cooker at home. Plus, an exploration of what makes the heat in hot sauce. But first, come with me to the region's oldest family-owned restaurant in Independence. With its red decor, bar stools, and historic photos, Dixon's Chili looks like a 1960s-style diner. And that's when this particular restaurant opened near the stadiums on Highway 40. But the restaurant goes a lot further back than that. Vern Dixon opened the first location in 1919.
The recipe was Vern's recipe, and our chili powder is our own patented chili powder that he came up with.
Vern Dixon was Stephen Steffes' great-great-uncle, and the restaurant was passed down through the generations. It's now owned by his mom, but Stephen runs it.
We always say that our chili kind of comes with an explanation.
The explanation is a preemptive strike for customers who've never heard of this kind of chili.
Our chili is not a tomato-based chili. We cook our meat and beans separate, and it's served on a plate instead of a bowl.
Some people say this dry meat chili, with its do-it-yourself condiments, is a Kansas City style of chili. A couple of other old-timey restaurants like Fritz's Chili in Prairie Village and Hayes Hamburgers in the Northland also make it this way. Stephen is a big guy in his 30s, with a shaved head and a bushy beard. He adds pots full of extra grease to the frying meat, and it just boils.
My next step, I would not like to share with you.
Oh, is that the... Okay.
So, do you mind coming out front for just a second?
I can only begin to guess what happens while I step out of the kitchen. But when I get back, it's the chili powder and the salt. And then...
You might stand back for a second.
Okay.
Just because when it first mixes, it can get messy. It'll stain you.
Okay. Stephen pulls out a drill with a homemade attachment that he uses like an immersion blender to break up all the meatballs. When he's done cooking, all that grease he added comes back out.
Can you hear that? That's the grease straining.
The beef goes into a giant strainer, and he uses pickle buckets full of water to press it out. It comes out light and fluffy and dry. Stephen saves the grease to serve to customers who want their chili juicy.
Well, a lot of the old-timers still say greasy, but we changed it to juicy just because it sounds a little more appetizing.
Some of those old-timers have been coming to Dixon's for 60 years or so, and they say the taste hasn't changed a bit. President Truman was a fan from the early years. Stephen says the folks at the Truman Library told him the chili reminded Truman of the food he ate in the Army in World War I. Truman's favorite dish is still Dixon's bestseller, chili over tamales. That's what I ordered.
Whoa, that's a big serving.
The little tamales are smothered in soupy beans and then a pile of meat. I asked for a little juice.
And then so we give you the chili, and then we have all the spices on the table, like chili powder, vinegar, spices, vinegar, salt. And you kind of season it the way you like it. And then we also have different garnishes, onion, cheese, ketchup, jalapeno relish, sour cream's really good in it. And you kind of create your own chili at your table.
The only thing you're not supposed to have.
And well, Vern Dixon didn't allow ketchup in his restaurant. And people used to try to sneak it in, and he'd kick them out. I mean, he took it real insulting, and he didn't like people putting ketchup on it.
Now, Stephen's grandfather decided he would allow ketchup in the restaurant, but he fined people 15 cents if they put it on the chili. Stephen, though, admits he squirts a bit on his.
I still eat it almost every day. I haven't gotten burned out on it yet.